And Kentville, Nova Scotia Police Chief Mark Mander says the Dexter government isn't doing enough to deal with prescription drug abuse in this province. And Chief Mander says the buck stops directly at the desk of the health minister. And Chief Mark Mander joins us on the phone here this afternoon to tell us more about his concerns. Hi, Chief.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad.
Battling a bit of a cold, I understand?
Yes, yes. So if I cough, you'll have to excuse me.
Not a problem. A lot of that going around right now. A lot of people with this cold, or so they say. I don't know if it's the flu or not yet, but it's not real nice.
No.
Tell us about your concerns here, Chief. You point out that while the health minister may be, well, the buck stops at her desk, it's the doctors that are prescribing these prescription drugs that's, if I read correctly, your biggest concern, is it not?
Yeah, certainly, but I still think that the buck stops with the minister. She has the legislative and regulatory powers to create some change. And I think we need a cultural change in what we do in prescribing pills. I mean, we see more and more communities are continuing to be devastated by this issue. Escazone is the latest one. We see that we're spending money on methadone treatment, which is good. But are we going to go the way of Ontario and spend millions of dollars in methadone treatments and not get at the front end of this problem, which is, where are these pills coming from? Why are we creating addicts within our communities?
So where are these pills coming from, and why are we creating addicts?
Well, from my perspective, the supply of the pills is from the from prescription pads. Doctors are writing amounts of prescription narcotics, which are then being diverted onto the street. And what doctors need to do is they need to be more better educated, and I'm suggesting it needs to be mandatory training, that we need to give them mandatory training in addictive behavior, in identifying people that might be diverting, and, you know, also enable them to have discussions with their patients as to the addictive power of the pills that they're giving them. I mean, how many of us have gone into a doctor and got a script for prescription pills and walked away without even a discussion?
Well, and you yourself, I'm not sure how long ago, I guess 2 years ago after some surgery, were given a prescription for these opiates, were you not?
Yes, for hydromorphone. Here's 40 pills. No one asked me whether I had any pain. So, you know, how often does that happen in Nova Scotia? And that's why I say, you know, we seem to have a culture of, here's a pill, this'll fix it, but we're not having a discussion over, you know, what impact can that pill have on me as a person?
But don't we have some kind of control mechanism in place that keeps tabs on what doctors are prescribing?
Well, we have the prescription monitoring program, and they're doing an excellent job, but they're not the silver bullet. They can't go in to say to a doctor, by the way, you need to have these conversations with your patient. By the way, you need to do this, you need to do that. All they can do is advise. They can advise a doctor that, by the way, the police have apprehended your patient for selling his scripts, but what the doctor chooses to do is up to the doctor.
Yeah, but isn't there some kind of moral responsibility that doctors have here to not overprescribe or make sure that when their patients are prescribed these kinds of drugs that they fully understand what might happen to them?
Well, I would think that there's an obligation, but sometimes, I mean, you look at what happens if you have a cell death in the province of Nova Scotia. Rightfully so, we have an inquiry, right? Now we've had deaths within our communities of people that have gotten access to pills. You know, what do we do? You know, I think that's where it falls on the minister to say, okay, these are the things that have to be done within the province of Nova Scotia.
Do you think we need an inquiry?
Well, I certainly think there should have been one years ago. And if this continues, the next time we have a death in our community, I'm going to ask for one.
Well, and just recently, charges were laid by the RCMP. This is not a case that your town police covered. The Amy Graves, the young lady who has been sounding the alarm about prescription drug abuse now ever since her brother died just over a year ago. Your comments on that? That case, more than anything, I think, has opened our eyes to the problem of prescription drug abuse, hasn't it?
Oh, and certainly, and kudos to whoever finally came forward and gave the information to the RCMP that they could lay a charge. You know, and it certainly, for us, it should send a message to those that are selling those pills that, potentially, you know, we're going to lay some charges.
I'm reading here that many drug officers within police departments in this province feel that some doctors are playing fast and loose with addictive prescription drugs. Do you agree with that?
I don't think it's fast and loose. I think what it is, it's a lack of education, a lack of understanding. And the more we can educate them, and you know, if you recall, the doctor that's gone to medical school doesn't have to take any further training. You know, they don't have to go to courses on, you know, addictive behavior, et cetera.
But surely they listen to the news or read the newspaper and know that there are people that are dying in this province because of over abuse of prescription drugs.
Yeah, and my expectation, probably the expectation of the public, is that they would be running in droves to take some training. But unfortunately, I don't think they are.
So this is up to the health minister to make them. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm suggesting. You know, anybody that prescribes narcotics, we need to start treating those narcotics as something as serious as what they are. I mean, they can take the life of an individual.
Have you talked to the health minister or someone within government about your concerns?
Well, I sent the letter previous to, and certainly, you know, my conversations with the minister now, because she hasn't called me, is through the media.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Do you think that, especially after your letter, in which you did, you know, went through some great detail, that she'd had the decency to give you a call and just, you know, sound you out in regards to this?
Well, certainly that was my expectation, but what we got was a committee, which certainly did some good work. But there's a lot more work left to be done.
All right, Chief. Well, listen, I appreciate your time here, and let's hope that the health minister is listening, or someone within her department, that not soon after we hang up from you, you'll get a phone call from Health Minister McDonald and get this thing settled.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That's Kentville Police Chief Mark Mander. And again, these drugs have a value of up to $8 a pill on the street. So, you know, you get a prescription for, 40 pills, for example, and, well, that adds up to $320. And for some people, especially those who are basically on social assistance or unemployed, it's a quick way to make some fast money. But again, the impact of this prescription drug abuse is, well, resulting in all kinds of deaths in this province. We understand that there have been at least, since last December, over a dozen deaths alone in the Annapolis Valley. So it is certainly an issue that needs attention by the health minister of this province.